A good restaurant tip is gold in this town. New Orleans people covet them, cultivate them, exchange them. But when it comes to one particularly rich vein of restaurant intel, the response by some tells me they aren't thinking with their bellies, or that maybe the trouble is in their hearts. These are lists of black-owned restaurants that regularly circulate on social media. Different people make them and post them. They're popular and useful. And the response they invoke from some online commenters is depressingly predictable. There are people who don't like seeing black-owned restaurants singled out for recognition or support, and they share that view in tones of scorn, disdain, and racism. Black-owned restaurant lists are circulating anew, part of an effort to marshal community support amid the calls for change. What's been impressive is the response from people eager to bring that support. The best restaurant experiences go beyond the menu and connect you with a sense of community. It's in the history that flows into the food traditions, the ingenuity that the next generation brings, the fellowship of people who convene in these social places. Black-owned restaurants deserve recognition, not just as great restaurants, but specifically as restaurants informed by the African-American experience. It is not degrading to anyone's equality to acknowledge that and to celebrate it. My own efforts to celebrate them have been vastly rewarding. I'm thinking about the crawfish stuffed beignets at Stuffed and Gentilly, that jerkfish sandwich at Buku Eats, the eye-popping seafood platters from Pee Wee Crab Cakes on the Go, the tasso cream over rotisserie chicken at Southern Charm, the gravy-smothered pork steak at Smiley's Grill, and a lot more. It doesn't matter what type of food they make, black-owned restaurants comprise a community, and that deserves more recognition. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.